Blog Talk Radio.
Special on the MHH Network, baby. We are rolling faster than you can go. Man, am I having a great night. It's Saturday night across America. People riddled bullets from one side to the other. There's firearms being discharged as we speak in America, yes. World, we are fucking nuts over here. And if you're thinking of coming over, I'd think twice. Fucking Saturday Night Specials everywhere. Fucking machine gun fire, and there's 45 fire, 9mm pulled sideways, smoking fools across America tonight. That's what we do here. We go ahead and just smoke fools. But if you say the word faggot, we're going to go after you. Not the people shooting up a pair of people, not the people that are lying dead in the streets. We don't care about that. Last night, Johnny Cush said faggot. So we have problems. Ah, there's some dead body. I'll let the kids shoot, they say. Let them shoot it up. They're shooting everywhere. It's not just, it's not in Vegas, but we had a couple of shootings in the last couple of days here. North Las Vegas, there was a shooting on the Strip three or four days ago. There's fucking bullets flying everywhere. It's a Saturday Night Special, man. It's a fucking, it's a gamble every time you leave the house, man. It's like living in fucking 1983 Beirut. I don't know, it's fucking crazy, man. It's a fucking crazy, it's the Wild West out here. Man, what a fucking, this is not for the faint of heart, I'm telling you. Las Vegas, you got to be on your fucking toes every time you leave your fucking house, man, because everybody's out to get you. So give us a call tonight. Sorry about that. We had a minor glitch. The phone charger just blew up. Literally, it just poof. That smells like burnt wires. I'm going to go out to the deck. Let me walk out to the deck here. All right, let's get the show rolling. Saturday Night Special is so fun. Getting ready to head out tonight. I party from 2 to 6 a.m. every night out here, and it's perfect. It's perfect. Met a couple of really nice, nice girls last night named Susie and Becky. And we hung out at the bar all night at the Frontier. Talked and talked, and I went up to their room, and we were going to make out, and I drank so fucking much. I started to kiss this chick, and the whole room just started to fucking spin. It just started spinning like I was on top of a helicopter. And I'm like, uh-oh. Uh-oh. And I fucking threw up all over her. On the bed, all over her, all over the floor. I was vomiting. Cheap casino pizza. And I just ruined this lady's trip. I've ruined her whole night. She started screaming at me, get the fuck out of here, you fucking lunatic. What the fuck is wrong with you? And I'm like, oh, I could barely walk the room. I'm trying to get out, and I fucking fall down, and I'm smacking my head up against the fucking closet door. That falls down, and fucking, and it falls on top of me. The motherfucking glass shatters all over me. The goddamn mirror breaks on top of me. So now I got 7 years of bad luck banging some fucking fat old lady. Thought it would be funny. And I kept drinking. I go, how many drinks is it going to take to me wanting to fuck her? I guess it's too many. It was too many. I threw up all over this poor woman her room. I told her I'd pay for everything. I said, just call to the front desk and say, have them send up some new sheets. And I was laying there, and she's screaming at me, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. She keeps screaming at me, get the fuck out of here, you fucking piece of shit. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I get up. My fucking arm is cut from the fucking glass from the mirror last night. Not bad. Just it is scratched, like when you get scratched really bad. I mean, it wasn't bleeding or anything, but there was a nice good scratch on my arm. I finally move my arm up and get the closet door off of me. Try to get up. And I put my hands on any glass to get up. And I'm still so fucked up right now. I barely know where I'm at. The room is spinning. I think she might have drugged me. Or maybe I've been on, I was in jail for a year and wasn't used to drinking that much. I don't even, I was fucked up before I even left last night. You guys that heard the show last night knew how fucked up I was to begin with. Next thing you know, I'm up in a room with a 200-pound 43-year-old with four kids on vacation from Georgia. All right? Get the fuck out of here. Get out, get out. So I fucking finally open, I finally get up, and she's still yelling, get the fuck out of here. Now security's come up. And as I'm walking out, I fucking hit the wall, and I'm just standing up against the wall because it's the only thing they're handing me up right now. And security's like, is there a problem? I'm like, no, I'm leaving. I got very sick. And now I'm going home. And they're like, all right. Everything cool, ma'am? Is everything all right? Are you okay? And they see my arms all scratched. And she's like, yeah, it's just this guy got sick on me, and I need him out of here. And I'm like, no problem. They take me down, and I'm standing there. I'm leaning up against the fucking Frontier building. And I'm like, I couldn't order an Uber because I couldn't see the phone. And I kept dropping the phone. And I kept seeing, I kept looking at it, and I kept dropping the phone. Standing there. So I'm like, I have to get up around the corner because there's cabs there. It's literally not even a half a block, maybe 300. Maybe 300 feet or so. I don't know. 1,000 feet, let's just say. It's not that far. Very easy walk for anybody. And it literally took me, I think, 2.5 hours. It probably only took about 10 minutes in real time, but it was going so slow. By now, I'm not really that. Now, as the air is starting to hit me and I'm holding on to the side of the building, I finally get enough strength to walk the extra 10. There's a cab there. I'm like, I gave him my address. Next thing I know, I'm in a parking garage. The guy's shaking me. He's like, dude, you're home. I'm like, all right. So I got to the elevator, and I'm sitting there waiting at the elevator. And it's not coming. So I decided to sit on this bench and wait for the elevator to come down. So the elevator comes down, and I must have passed out. It's now at about 8 in the morning, that Asian chick, the chick that lives right below me, pokes me, and she's like, are you okay? I'm like, oh, my God, I must have passed out. She goes, yeah, let's not do that anymore. We don't like hobos sleeping in her lobby. I'm like, I live here. She goes, I know, I'm kidding. So about 8 a.m., I fucking finally get into my place. And I just jumped into bed, but it's one of them crap. It's the adjustable bed, so it's like in a V almost, you know, like a W, like almost a half WV or whatever. I just passed out right in the crease. 3 o'clock rolls around. I wake up. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I have a hangover like I've never had before. I've never experienced anything like this in my life. I don't know if I was – I think I was roofied last night, honestly. Number one, if you saw this woman – I should put a picture of her up, but I don't want to be rude. She was a 4 on her best day. Let's just say it this way, all right? She's about 5'4", maybe about 220. She had a pretty face. Let's not get that wrong. She kind of looked like Topanga from, I kept calling her Topanga, even though her name was Becky. And our friend Susie, she passed out right there on the couch. Well, we're going to fuck. And I end up throwing up all over. She gets up and just leaves. She's like, I can't deal with this. I ain't going to deal with this. So I got up. I went online. I'm like, is there any medical solution to a hangover? And I found this guy here in Las Vegas. this doctor, I went in and got an IV today, got all my fluids replenished, and I've never felt better in my life. Stopped at the dispensary. What are we smoking tonight, by the way? Tonight we are smoking Monkey Berries, a hybrid. 64% THC. For those in your world where marijuana is illegal, I'm sorry, but Las Vegas, it's legal and it's spectacular. I feel great. The hangover was gone, literally. I walked out of the clinic. I kind of had a dry mouth. Stopped and got a Gatorade. Put the Gatorade down. And I'm like, man, I feel like I'm fucking 14 years old. Never did drugs or alcohol before. So now, I'm completely recharged tonight. And what did I learn? What did I learn? I learned that I can't drink that much. I got to space it out. I don't know. I didn't feel like I drank that much. I've never been that drunk where I couldn't stand up straight, where I had to walk, use a wall just to get to a cab. I've never been that fucked up. And I hope nobody filmed me. I know it's the casino's got me. So I don't know. I gave her my number, and I told her today, I says, if the hotel charges you for the mirror or whatever, I'll pay for it, and I'll pay for any dry, whatever you need to be paid for. It was really unintentional vomiting. I've never been that fucked up, though. I think these two chicks were going to fucking rob me, but took a couple of those key bumps in the bathroom and kind of kept me awake, if you know what I'm saying. So that was my Friday night. Saturday night, I got to top it, though, tonight, right? Tonight, hopefully, I'm going to get – I didn't even get laid out of it. I got a nice cut. I was going to take a shower today. I'm like, why is my arm hurting? I looked down, and I'm like, oh, my God. Holy shit. So I'm not going to Fremont Experience tonight. I think I'm just going to go right up the road. There's a local cool little dive bar up the street, Dave's, Blind Dave's Bar Inn, right up from my condo. And they're open 24 hours a day, and it's just cool local people. I'm not going to try to have sex with more married women from the Midwest or the South tonight. And guys, by the way, if your wife goes with their girlfriend to Vegas, they're cheating on you. I hate to say it. Both of those women were married last night, both of them. And I was working my magic so good because there was really nobody else around to pick up. There wasn't any like good-looking girls. I guess I got to go back to the Bumble or the Tinder. I don't. It's hard to pick up women. It's hard to get live ones out in the wild. They all want to fuck. They're all walking around. They're all horny. They all want to get fucked, but there's no way to approach them without them getting scared. Or they think that you're fucking there to hand them some flyers or some shit. The gigolo business out here for men is incredible. Incredible. They made a show about it. Gigolos on Showtime. I mean, these guys know how to bang you out right. So do I, but I'm free. I don't charge. Some guys charge upwards to $10,000 to get your gang banged out. So tonight I'm just going to head down to the dive bar after the show. It's a Saturday night special. I don't really like being on the strip and getting shot tonight. It's a fucking full moon. And I do not hang out on the strip. I don't want nothing to do with it. I don't like it. There's too many fucking cops. Too many fucking tourists and too many fucking kids walking around. I don't want nowhere. I don't want to hang out with kids. So, oh, I'm sorry. Give us a call tonight. I forgot to give the number up. 515-605-9354. And the chat board is full of fucking trolls. Trolls. Saying the N-word over and over again. Yeah. That's original. What is it, fucking 2007 again? Something Pet Rock? What? Rockwell? Yeah, okay. So that was my Friday night, Saturday night. I got to do something more. So I got a Tinder date lined up for later tonight. She's going to meet me down at the bar up the street when she gets off of work. See, that goes. We'll see what kind of local talent is at the bar tonight. Hopefully, I love those chicks that hang out at the dive bars. You know, every guy knows this chick. But none of them fucked her for some reason. It's weird. None of these guys fucked this chick, but she's horny in there every night. No, and for some reason, guys, unfuckable men won't fuck her. It's like, what's wrong with her? And then you take her home and you realize, what the fuck's wrong with her? She's fucking nuts. She likes to put things up your asshole. She likes to strap one on and take it home to daddy. That's what she likes to do. She's one of those kind of women. So that would be fun tonight, right? So tonight I've decided to drink a little Maker's Mark. I just, you know, on some cubes, on some rocks. Just have a couple drinks before I go tonight. I'm not going to get fucked up before I go tonight. I'll get fucked up at the bar. But I have never thrown up on a woman in my entire life. And I've partied harder than anybody you've ever seen. But last night, I don't know what the fuck was in me. I don't know if somebody poisoned me. I don't know if the drinks were bad. I was drinking vodka all night. This is the first time I've ever thrown up on vodka in my entire life. I've never thrown up on vodka. It's like you'll get alcohol poisoning before I've ever thrown that up. So tonight I'm going to drink bourbon all night because I can only physically drink so much bourbon and whiskey, dark whiskeys tonight all night. I'm going to keep it low and slow. I'm going to keep it cool. I'm not going to go crazy tonight. No key bumps. Just massive amounts of these monkey berries, which are fucking incredible. Incredible smoke. Absolutely incredible smoke. We want to know what you're doing tonight, America, and around the world. A big shout out to all the people that listened on Twitter last night. That was great because of the canceling of our server. I am so fucking high again. I can't talk. You know what I need to do? You know what you need to do? I never thought. I heard this in the elevator this morning. This song, and I was like, this is the best song I've ever heard. Number one, I finally got into the fucking elevator after about 2.5 hours. Number two, the vodka doesn't look good when you throw it up. It's orange because the tang, orange vomit. I must have vomited again this morning while in bed. Because it's just nasty. It's stuck all over my shirt. My head was stuck to the mattress when I woke up because it was full of vomit. It was fucking disgusting. It's amazing how just putting some salt water in your veins, basically, the next day, how amazing of a cure that is. I should promote that doctor and tell you where he's at, but you want to get promoted, you got to pay me because I'm a whore. You got to pay me for any type of promotion. I don't promote anything. I don't promote anywhere I go unless you pay me, motherfuckers. You got to pay up. But I'm in the elevator today, and I'm like, God, this is the greatest fucking song I've ever heard. Maybe because I thank God I was still alive. But I heard this song today, and you guys got to listen to this song. This is like what I used to do back in the day. We'd all get together, and we'd sit around. When I was up in Wisconsin, and we'd sit around and we would play records and tapes, mostly CDs, and then mostly iPod stuff. But I like to pretend I was grew up in the 70s. I wish I would have grown up in the 70s instead of the 90s. It was way cooler back then. We would have records but like you get together with your friends and like one dude would be like, dude, you got to check this song out. And you listen to it, and you're like, dude, are you okay? Are you gay? Trying to tell us something? Playing that Blue Oyster Cult faggot shit over here? Huh? But I heard this, right? And this is me at the party right now, if all you guys are listening, going, man, you got to hear this fucking song. It is the greatest song ever. I heard it. This is the first time I've ever heard it. I heard it in the elevator today, and I got to play it. I just got to play it. Just right now. get me pumped out to go out tonight. So check this song out. This is the greatest song I've ever heard. Thank you for listening tonight. This is a live aspect of the show tonight. Thank you so much for listening to the program. I do. I do appreciate it. I do appreciate all of you people from around the world that listen to the show. And I'll name it again. Johnny Cushington is the new Facebook, Marijuana Happy. No spaces, nothing, just one word. Twitter, follow us. I can't keep up with the fucking friend requests on Facebook right now, so we'll get you on there as soon as we can. Apparently, you can only have 1,000 waiting at one time, and then they start bumping people off. So we're trying to get you approved as quick as possible. We went from 66 Facebook friends to 3,200 in less than 20 days. So the show's doing really well, and we really haven't even started it yet. So I really want to thank you guys. 10 seconds for the live audience. We'll catch you guys tomorrow night, Sunday night, a beautiful night in America. Hopefully not as violent. Hopefully not as rough and wild as the Wild Wild West. Good night, everybody.
Talk.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the after show, post show of the live show, podcast show. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Hey, well, thank you, everybody, for listening. We got our listens back up last night. We got it up to 58,277. Thank you. Thank you. We have picked up a new audience in France. We've picked up a new audience in India. We've picked up listeners from Sudan, Iraq, Iran. We got into Iran. We got into Iranian. We got into Twitter last night. We got into Iran last night. Holy shit. I've been doing this 14 fucking years, and we've been trying to get this fucking show on in Iran, and it fucking snuck through last night. We got listeners in fucking Iran. Holy shit. Wow. Well, I saw that today, and I'm like, really? We got tons of listeners because we still have a lot of contractors in Iraq and Kuwait. In Afghanistan, there's still a lot of American contractors that love the show over there. So I want to thank everybody from around the world for listening to the show. You know how many people in America listened to me last night? 17. It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. I'm doing a show in America, about Americans, and there ain't any Americans listening to me. So you know what? Fuck you, America, then. Fuck off. I don't need you. I got my friends in Iran now. I'll be the top. No, I bet I'm the number one marijuana show in Iran. I guarantee you that right now. I don't know how the fuck we snuck in there, but we got in. Now, if I look on and see a Chinese fucking, I don't know. These stats are fucking cool. When I got my new guy coming in, he's going to be here. He graduates and he turns 21. July 14th, so that's when our new engineer and producer will make his big premiere, and we'll name him tomorrow night. We're going to have him on the show tomorrow night, and he's been listening to some shows, and he's like, dude, I don't know if I want to work for you, and I'm like, trust me. So today we put our first employee on the Vegas payroll. We're rebuilding this thing slowly but surely, but it's been a lot of fun. Man, he's 20 days out of jail now. The 20th episode. I didn't think I'd be able to broadcast and I woke up today. I thought I was going to die. I literally thought I've never been that hungover. I don't know what the fuck happened to me last night. I should have had to draw some blood and test it to see if those fucking horny broads fucking... It's like, you didn't have to drug me. I was going to fuck you anyways. I'd fuck you both. Both of you fucking pigs. Scream at me. Get out of here. Get out of here. It's still ringing in the back of my head. Maybe that's why people in America don't like me, because I throw up on them. I throw up on Americans. I throw up on you. I throw up this vile orange Dukes of Hazzard puke all over your face. I literally was making out with the girl, and the second she put her tongue in my mouth, I just blew it all over. Blew chunks all over everything. God damn. I woke up today after blowing chunks. I'm like, maybe I should slow down on the alcohol. You know who else wanted me to slow down? My dog, Chunks. Anyways, 20 days of fun, 20 days of just ups and downs. I'm pretty fucking chill tonight, though, man. I just had a couple of drinks, and I've been smoking this, what is it again? Monkey berries. Giving me some monkey cojones, don't they? The monkey berries. We smoking the monkey berries, man. We smoke them up. We roll them up. We do them all night long. Every night, man, in the world, The sun shines. It comes up in the morning. I've never, ever been so excited to have a Fatburger until today, too. I don't know why nobody talks about Fatburger. You want those with a fried egg on top? Fucking, I think that's what cured the hangover. I don't even know if the IV did it. I'm pretty sure the Fatburger with the fat fries today really fucking helped, too, with the shake. Oh. I just feel fucking fantastic. I felt this great in years. That's all the time we have for tonight. So, you know, and the other part of me tonight, too, I'm really, I got a good vibe going. I got a nice warm, I got the warmth kind of going through me. You know, the whiskey, you can feel the whiskey kind of going through your body. How it kind of warms up the body. You can feel it going through your stomach and into your legs and into your arms and into your brain and into every puff I take of the monkey berry makes me more and more introverted tonight. I might just sit here on this deck. This fucking deck is the greatest thing I've ever been in my life. This is the most happiest place I've ever been. I just sit here by myself. There's nobody here. Put my feet up on the railings. Now I have to wear shorts. Apparently somebody saw me sitting there naked the other night, and that's a problem. But I just put my swim trunks on. I throw my feet up on the railing, and I kick back on my lawn chair that I bought at Target for $18. That's pure paradise. I put on a great song. I look into the western sky where the mountains are red, lit up by the moon, and they're turning red, and you can still see the tops of the mountains in the distance. And I can turn my head to the right, and I can see all of the lights and all of the chaos and all of Vegas that's lit up, and it's fucking spectacular. And I throw my headphones on, and I throw a song on. Let me light up one more joint in tonight. You should light up a joint right now, too, because we're going to take your people that are ending your party tonight. I know it's almost 5 in the morning in New York, and you're ending your party. So, you know, we started out real hot. Now we're gonna slow it down. You guys are going to light one right now with me. I'm lighting one. Do me a favor. Go out on your deck. Go out on your patio. If you don't have a deck or patio, go sit on your front steps. Take a hit off your joint, your blunt, your pipe, whatever. Just blow it into the air and look into the western sky right now with me. Isn't it beautiful? Look at the west. The east is so dirty and so chaotic, but look at the west, the mountains and the sun and the clouds tonight. Cloud cover just covering up the moon just enough to make the mountains red and the skies orange and dark with the clouds still flouting fairly quickly tonight. Oh, can you feel it? Inhale it. Feel it. Feel it. Relax. You got it? Inhale. Look. Good night, everybody. Kick back, look into the sky, and melt off into the big western sky.
Shooting stars at you in western sky. my breath. Some go right, some get left behind. I'm gonna learn how to fly. I wanna live high above the clouds. Afraid of all, afraid to touch the ground. It gets me too far down. But when I ask this gal's opinion, now what it thinks is going on, don't go astray. It's just another day. Leaving western skies. Shooting stars at you. The western skies. That's what gets me through. Yeah, when the funky little things get on. Keep my head and chin lifted up to the sky. That's what gets me through the western sky. It gets me through. All right. Come on, get me high.
Yeah, we forgot to add that Danny Masterson is innocent. Danny Masterson is innocent. Danny Masterson is innocent. And Leah Remini is a fucking cunt. Cease and desist this, you fucking shriveled up cunt. Night-night, bitch face.